At the moment, if you're going to buy a smartphone, you really have only four interesting choices: BlackBerry, Apple, Palm, and Google. And you don't have all those choices if you're in the UK, because we don't yet have the Palm. BlackBerry has its smartphones, and like Kellogg's, they don't make cereal for anybody else. Apple is much the same and guards its hardware and software jealousy, and only one type of device can run the iPhone operating system, and that's the iPhone. Palm have a more open policy. They seem to be allowing jailbreak, and it looks like they're about to release the webOS source code for people to play around with. But at the same time, it looks like the only devices that will be able to run webOS will be Palm devices. Google, on the other hand, are taking a different tack. They will let you shove their Android operating system on any sort of phone. Shove it on, and lo and behold, you've got an Android phone. Doesn't matter who built the original hardware. So far, we've not seen too many Android handsets in the UK, even less in the US. Both are made by HTC. Both essentially work in exactly the same way. However, in the pipeline, we have a slew of new Android phones from handset makers such as Motorola and Samsung. Now, for each handset maker, the hardware employed is going to be distinctive, as will the focus of the device. One Android phone might be focused on messaging, another might be focused on media playback, another on games. For each of these uses, the interface is going to have to be changed and tweaked ever so slightly to support the hardware and the purpose of a phone. This has already started to happen. HTC's latest Android mobile, the HTC Hero, is a very, very nice looking 3.2-inch touchscreen phone, but it has a skinned interface underneath which sits the Android OS. Now, there's of course one other platform, one other maker of smartphone OSs who use a similar system, and of course this is Microsoft, with their Windows Mobile format. Now, if you've used it, you're going to know that Mobile Windows, or Windows Mobile, has been around for a long time, and now it's pretty old, and it pretty much audibly creaks if you do anything with it other than use it as a paperweight. But look at it. It's an OS used by multiple smartphone makers, and it's customized and skinned to fit a range of types of phones. The comparisons are inescapable. Both are pretty much the same. Okay, Android is open source, and it's made by Google, a company which is about a Google times more innovative than Microsoft. But is that going to be enough to differentiate it? Is Android tomorrow's Windows Mobile? Fill the internets with your comments, please, people. If you'd like to read more, please go to ripennews.com or tangyapple.co.uk. I've been talking to you for a while now, so thank you for listening. Bye-bye.